Nakdong River was the border that separated Daegaya and Silla. Daegaya worked hard to prevent outside invasions. Take a look at the map in front of you. The palace and Chusan Fortress in present-day Daegayaob formed the center around which strongholds were installed on routes leading to borders like Nakdong River, Daega Stream, He Stream, and Anlim Stream, as well as the capital to fend off invasions by Silla, Baekje, and Japan. Fortresses of Daegaya characteristically feature tombs. The ruling class that had the fortresses built are understood to have been buried in the tombs. Here are artifacts that archaeologists believe originated in Chusan Fortress and palatial sites. In the bottom far left, the mounted steamer with holes in them was used for cooking by steaming. Large jars for holding water and grain, bowls with handles, iron pots, and other household earthenware have been found as well. The fragments of bricks and roof tiles found indicate that there were buildings inside fortresses and palaces. Now take a look at the pile of rocks to the right. Round rocks like those, found near rivers and streams, were likely used as a weapon by soldiers guarding fortresses. They probably threw them at approaching enemy forces.